What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
This is a teaser of an interview I did with Zejilani. To hear the rest of it, go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow.
The New York Times story on ER Tandon opened with a story about her literally punching somebody. When I worked under her, she was very, I think, verbally hostile to her subordinates.
Yeah.
She certainly had a reputation for not being very diplomatic. I had no idea that she has physically assaulted somebody. You would feel like something like that would be disqualifying for somebody who runs a think tank that's supposed to be managing complex relationships with people. If the people who hired her knew about that, I would at least hope that they would have asked her to apologize to Fast for punching him, to show that maybe she's doing some counseling or anger management or something.
Right.
It just seems amazing that she could have gotten away with that and there was no accountability at all.
I did think it was weird how much they framed Sanders' response as opening up old wounds, as opposed to he was just responding to an attack.
You know, the unfortunate part is the hierarchy they're creating is that some people are allowed to disagree and project their point of view, even if it clashes with others, and others are not. Others are just supposed to just sit and take it, kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of the Sanders campaign response, you know, I think it would be a mistake to view all of this as a matter of a clash over just like a blog post or a video. The reality is that the leadership of the Center for American Progress has been opposed to Sanders' policies for many years. They've been opposed to his candidacy for many years. The same day that he released his healthcare bill, his revised one, they held an off-the-record call with reporters trying to pick apart the bill, criticize the bill, try to undermine the bill, because they are a competing ideological group of people, right? They have their own policies, their own strategies, their own take on politics, and they are competing with Sanders. Some of the defenders on Tandon's side and Cap's side have said that, well, Sanders is being divisive, he's attacking, whatever. I mean, the reality is that the contest is already there. There already is a dispute between these factions. Sanders is just bringing it out into the open instead of having it behind closed doors and off-the-record meetings. It's just, unfortunately, how much of the policy debate happens in Washington.
And what about the issue of the control? Did you ever experience any, like, pressure to fall into line on something?
Yeah, I mean, it happened quite a bit under me when I worked at Think Progress. I would say there were two big buckets of editorial interference, and those escalated under Neera Tannen, although they existed under John Podesta as well. The first big bucket was we wrote something that upset or offended a donor. So I remember the very first, I think it was the first week I worked, one of my colleagues wrote an article talking about how Verizon was sponsoring a rally in like coal country or some kind of anti-climate change reform rally, like against cap and trade policy, basically. The development team, which is involved in fundraising at CAP, said, hey, Verizon's one of our donors. You should have told us about this. Why are you doing this? Et cetera, et cetera. We pushed back and said it wouldn't be right for us to tell you before we're writing something just because it offends a donor. The other big bucket is political interference, meaning they want a relationship with a politician. So the biggest example of this was I was writing very critical about the Afghanistan war. And basically, people around Barack Obama, like Dennis McDonough, his national security advisor, Ben Rhodes made a blog post in response to me at the White House blog. They all started putting tons of pressure on like John Podesta, on Faz, basically to say, why are you guys fighting us on Afghanistan? We're on the same team. What are you doing? So they called me into a meeting and, you know, we got kind of the, you know, you have to be on the same page here. We can't, you know, basically it was the White House pressuring them to shut me up. So And that kind of stuff happened quite a bit, too.
And who was the person who spoke to you at that point?
That was Podesta convened that meeting. And he was nice about it. I think Podesta has a much, much more diplomatic personality than Nir Tanen. He genuinely was nice about it, but it was also obvious that, like, the White House was, like, pressuring him to do this. And, like, so I needed to step back, that kind of thing.
And what did you do?
Well, I think I just...
To hear the rest of it, go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.